Thank you and good morning. The coroner's office has identified the victim from an industrial accident at the Emerson Mill on Tuesday morning as 64-year-old Forest Hills resident Mike Veen. Veen was working in a bucket at the end of a boom on the mill property when he apparently came into contact with high-voltage overhead power lines. Despite a quick response from emergency personnel, Veen was pronounced dead at the scene, and an investigation into how that accident occurred is underway. Humboldt State University has received a $217,000 grant for its California Center for Rural Policy, money that will be used for an 18-month study of the rates of breast cancer in Humboldt County compared to the rest of the state. The study will examine factors associated with higher death rates from breast cancer in Humboldt County over the past 20 years. Dr. Ellen Mahoney, a surgical oncologist at St. Joseph's Hospital, will serve as a consulting investigator. Despite the fact that slightly fewer women in Humboldt County develop breast cancer in relation to the rest of the state, the mortality rate puts Humboldt County at number 2 for deaths associated with the disease. Researchers will look at the differences between the rates of breast cancer in rural women compared to urban women, the survival rates among ethnic or racial minority groups, and other demographic and subgroup populations in the county. The Mendocino unit of CAL FIRE has released the findings of an investigation into the cause of the Black Fire that scorched more than 400 acres and destroyed 5 homes and 6 outbuildings in September of last year. 3 firefighters sustained injuries battling the blaze, which saw the mandatory evacuation of residents in the fire area. CAL FIRE has determined that 3 out-of-area men hired to tend a marijuana garden and maintain a piece of property are responsible. The 3 men, Gregory Celentano and Greg Zebel of Tennessee and Trevor Barnett of North Carolina, caused the fire by using a chainsaw while cutting trees on the property. No details on what penalties or fines the men will receive have been released. A clogged chimney is being blamed for light smoke filling a room in a residence on Glenwood Street in Eureka on Wednesday. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the scene and found no visible smoke outside the building, but upon entering, found smoke in the living room and identified the source as the chimney. Fans were used to remove the smoke and there was no damage reported. You are reminded to have chimneys regularly inspected and cleaned to ensure safe operation. The city of Riodel has a new mayor. Vice Mayor Frank Wilson was selected to serve a 2-year term by the Riodel City Council, and he was sworn in on Tuesday evening at the City Council meeting. Wilson said in a statement that Riodel's economy is the city's biggest concern, with a lack of jobs and opportunities for employment in the city. Wilson also pointed out that Riodel has been one of the hardest-hit communities in the region, with the significant changes the timber industry has undergone over the past 2 decades. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Ryan Sundberg was sworn in for his second term on Monday morning, and on Wednesday afternoon he made his first talk shop appearance of the year. Sundberg speaks to several issues, including the one that will dominate the conversation around the water coolers at the Board of Supervisors, how the money from Measure Z will be allocated in the coming year. Sundberg pointed out that despite its passage at the ballot box, he heard from a lot of folks who opposed the measure.
There's a lot of hope, I guess, with Measure Z. I know there's a lot of people who didn't like it, still doesn't like it. I don't like having to pay more taxes. I also think that it was needed, and if there was any other option besides that, the makeup of our board, I think we would have went for it. But you know, this came from the public. This is something that needs to be handled. You guys need to figure out a way to pay for it.
Sundberg also said that the Board of Supervisors searched for other funding sources before finally settling on the countywide sales tax increase and then let the voters decide.
Board of Supervisors took input from the public and let the voters vote on it. So we tried to make a point of that the whole time. This isn't coming from the Board of Supervisors. It's not coming from the Sheriff's Department. This is coming from the people. Do you like the way things are right now, or would you like more boots on the ground, more prosecutors, more probation officers? And that's what they chose.
Sundberg also unveiled some business incubator ideas he will bring before the board in the coming weeks as he begins his final term as a county supervisor. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.